Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Gentlemen, as we prepare to usher in a brand new year, you'll have to excuse my voice, by the way. I'm suffering the ravages of a very heavy sinus cold, sinus infection, so I'm doing my best here. But as we get ready to usher in a brand new year, I would love to be able to tell you that I have optimism. I would love to be able to tell you that 2023 is going to be a turnaround year. I would love to be able to tell you that we are over the hump and things are starting to see a little bit of a sunrise on the horizon. It's simply not true. Necessarily think it's going to be true even next year, and I will tell you why. Everything I'm about to discuss on today's show has a common denominator. So as we go through the individual items that I'm going to discuss later, I'll tell you what the common denominator is if you don't already figure it out. The first thing I want to discuss is the Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake situation in Arizona, where Carrie Lake brought to court what she said was obvious voter suppression that caused her to lose this election to Katie Hobbs. Now, the judge, to his credit, did not dismiss the case as Katie Hobbs had hoped. The very first thing they did was, we want to move for dismissal. The judge said, no, there are grounds to hear this case. So far, so good, right? We then get a litany of information that was kept from the public. We have experts testify, and what do they say? They say that there was an awful lot of disenfranchised voters, mostly in Republican districts, because their votes would not go through the machine. Now, when asked why did their votes not go through the machine, the answer was initially the ink on the voting ballots was too light. And the machine wasn't picking it up. So they went and they printed new ballots on darker ink. But when they did it, they put 19-inch voter ballots on a 20-inch piece of paper. Therefore, it did not line up with the machine, and all of those were being rejected. They presented video evidence of a man feeding his ballot into the machine multiple times, only to have it rejected. Someone even joked, I guess you voted for the wrong person. That person then said, well, put it in box number 3, which is a sealed box, and later on we'll count those. They'll still be counted. Now, the defense, they had their own expert who said that's absolutely correct. Those votes still counted because they were put into box number 3, which is a locked, sealed box. No one can get to them. No one can mess with them. And at the end of the night, all the people who claimed they were disenfranchised and their vote didn't go through the machine, it really didn't matter because we counted those votes. Here's the problem with that. They don't have the originals. They filled them out on a new ballot. So that would be like you saying, here, Marcus, is my ballot. My ballot's no good. Fill me out a new one. Okay, I'll fill you out a new one, and I'll vote for whoever I want to vote for after you're gone. How is that in any way, shape, or form fair and honest? That doesn't make any sense at all. We had an expert for the prosecution clearly say, based upon the numbers I have, it would have clearly changed the election in favor of Kerry Lake. He was then cross-examined. Well, there was a woman who was cross-examined by the defense, and the defense said, you do understand that even if someone else brought in the vote, even if someone brought in ballots for other people, mail-in ballots for other people, you call it ballot harvesting, but isn't it true that people can bring in ballots for other people? That's legal. There is no law that says that is against the law. It is not against the law to bring ballots in for other people. Show me where it says that's against the law. And you know what the woman said? You're right, it's not against the law. The actual phrasing is, it disqualifies the vote. It's not against the law. No one's going to be arrested for it. But it does, in fact, disqualify the vote. The defense attorney looks at his papers in shock, realizes she is absolutely 100% correct, and after about 40 seconds of awkward silence, says, I have no more questions. So what is this verdict? You know what the verdict was? We see no evidence that there was anything wrong with this election. Really? Well, let me tell you why they ruled that way. Because the judge, Judge Thompson, set the bar high from the beginning. He knew if he didn't hear this case, he knew that if he did not hear this case, there would be an outcry. So he decided he's going to hear the case, but he's going to set the bar incredibly high. So what he did was he said, you're going to have to prove not only was there voter, not only did ballots get mixed up or disqualified or whatever, you're going to have to prove intent. You're going to have to prove that someone intentionally said, I am going to fix this election for Katie Hobbs. Please explain to me how you're going to prove that. Do you think someone's going to come in and admit it? How would you prove that? That is such an incredibly high standard. It's impossible to prove. It's impossible to prove that someone did it on purpose. Even if you had video evidence of someone destroying, all they would really have to say when they're dragged before Judge Thompson is, oh, I thought those were the extra ballots. I thought those had already been filled out, and we were just destroying the ones that were no good. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Oh, okay, that's all right. You see what I'm saying? There's no possible way to prove intent. The judge knew there's no possible way to prove intent. So by setting the bar so incredibly high to begin with, it was a predetermined outcome for this trial. Totally predetermined. Now, this is totally against Arizona law. Arizona law doesn't say you have to prove intent. Why would you have to prove intent anyway? Let's just talk about that for a minute. Let's say there's a school election, a very small little high school president election, and I'm working it, and there's two people running, and I accidentally toss out a bunch of ballots for one candidate, thinking these were the extra ones. I didn't do it on purpose, but I did change the election. How is that fair? So quite obviously, you have to do the election over again, because I screwed up. Whether I intended to screw up or not is irrelevant. It's 100% irrelevant. But it doesn't matter. Now, Katie Hobbs is saying, well, I told you from the very beginning everything was fine. Kerry Lake is not giving up. Kerry Lake saying, I'm taking it to Supreme Court if I have to. And she has the right to do that. But I want to remind everyone that Katie Hobbs is the person in charge of the election's integrity. Katie Hobbs, who is running for the office, was the person in charge of making sure the voting went smoothly and everything went well. Isn't that ironic? Amazing, right? So Katie Hobbs is put in charge of, you know, the weasel is being put in charge of the chicken coop. And the judge says, well, I'm going to hear the case, but I'm going to set the standard so high that it's going to be absolutely impossible to prove. Absolutely impossible to prove. intent is a very tough thing to prove. Because once again, all you have to say is I made a mistake. I may want somebody to win the high school presidency, so I threw them votes out on purpose. But when they call me before the school board, all I have to say is, oh, I thought those were the extras. I wasn't trying to hurt anybody's chances. I'm sorry. But they're not going to let that election go through. They're not going to say, oh, well, because you didn't mean it, even though she really didn't win, well, she's still going to win because you didn't mean it. Well, if that's the standard, then fine. Your elections are rigged from now till doomsday because all anybody has to say is, oh, well, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to reset the type. I wonder if any of you know how hard it is and how much intent it takes to reset the margins on a printer. Oh, it's very easy. You press a button to, you know, darken the ink, but you've reset the margins. So could you please answer me one following question? Why did you reset the margins? You want to darken the ink? That's fine. Why did you reset the margins? Oh, it was an accident. Oh, it was an accident? And all those votes that should have counted can't be found now? Because you filled them out yourself later on, and you threw out all the originals, so we can't see if they match up? That's okay. That doesn't sound like anything's wrong here. That's basically what you were told, folks. That's basically what you were told. Outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. But folks, this is far from the only thing. Let me get on to the Ghislaine Maxwell thing, because this has been bothering me for a long time. Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted of sex trafficking. Convicted of it. Found guilty. Explain to me how you can convict someone of sex trafficking when you don't have one name of someone she trafficked to. How come that same standard doesn't apply that applies in the Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake situation? Well, she had to take those girls to the island with the intent to sexually exploit them, with the intent to give them to older men. Well, what older men did she give them to? Please present them. We don't have any. You don't? Then how did you convict her? You don't have one single person that you can point to and say, that person clearly went to that island waiting on young girls to be presented to him, partially by Ghislaine Maxwell, for the purpose of exploiting them for sexual acts. Well, then she's not guilty. She's not guilty. Can you imagine such a thing? And you know why? She's guilty. I'm not saying she's not guilty. I'm saying they don't want to release any of those names. And they're not going to release any of those names. You're not going to hear one of those names. A woman was convicted of sex trafficking, taking minors across state lines and even different countries for the explicit purpose of basically pimping them out to older men. And yet you don't present one older man. You don't say, we know that on this date, this woman clearly took this young girl to this island where she then was told or forced or paid to have sex with this man. That would be like somebody coming to your door and saying, I'm arresting you for soliciting a prostitute. You know, well, where's the prostitute? I'm just sitting home watching TV. Well, I don't know where the prostitute is, but you did it. Really? Well, she better appear in court and say I did it so I have a chance to defend myself and say I've never seen you before in my life. Oh, no. No, no. No. We don't need to know who she is. We just know that you did it. You think that's fair? The very fact they convicted her means they know who was guilty. They know the men that were there. They have proof of the men that were there. How come we don't hear about it? How come? Very interesting, right? Very interesting how somebody can be convicted and thrown in prison without having one single person, not one, blow the whistle and say, yes, I was on that island, and yes, I did it, or yeah, he was caught red-handed, or yes, we found the tapes. Not one. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's probably going to set your hair on end. And a lot of people are going to say it's a conspiracy theory. Well, you think what you want. A lot of people said there was no Jeffrey Epstein Island. But there was. A lot of people said the virus didn't come out of the Wuhan lab, but it did. We have an issue in this country, and it's very, very serious. Because what's ending up happening, folks, is we're starting to see a pattern. We're starting to see that some of these outrageous conspiracy theories involving children and sexual exploitation of children and white slavery of children and everything else is tying into the border. It's tying into Epstein and his clientele list, which is 100 miles long, tying into the CIA and the FBI, who clearly are in bed with him. Clearly. Explain to me why the FBI, in the interest of justice, wouldn't say, yeah, we definitely have tapes. Yeah, we definitely have the names of the people on that island. Here they are. And we're going to present them in court because she's going to fry for what she did. And we're bringing some of these men directly into the court. And they're going to get grilled. And they're going to be told, you either tell the truth and blow the whistle on what the hell was going on there, or your sentence is going to be way worse than you think it's going to be. And you think that a lot of these people wouldn't have blown the whistle and said, okay, all right. I wasn't sure how old the girl was going to be when she got there. I was told she was of age. I didn't know whether she was 16 or 18, but I was one of them. Okay, well, then she's guilty. See what I'm talking about, folks? She's convicted, and they're trying to tell you, we don't know a single person, not a single person, who took advantage of the girls that she brought there. You don't? Well, then how'd you convict her? Impossible. And yet, in the Carrie Lake, Katie Hobbs thing, it's all you have to prove complete intent. You literally have to bring someone on the stand that says, yes. Yes, I changed the votes, and I'd do it again. Gladly do it again. I hate Carrie Lake, and I purposely ripped up all of her votes. Ha, 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 ha. Who's going to do that and go to prison? Who's going to do that? Explain to me how you're going to prove intent. You can't. So the judge from the very beginning understood you can't. From the very beginning of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, they knew she was guilty. They knew they couldn't put any of the men on the stand, so they just said, look, we know she's guilty. She's going to be convicted. And as simple as that, she'll keep quiet if we tell her to, and she knows what happened to her boyfriend there. And we don't have to release any names to the public, and nobody will demand it. Everybody will just say, oh, well, whatever. What are we having for dinner tonight? What's on television? Instead of demanding from the government, we want the names of these people. They don't feel any obligation to give them to you at all. None. Zero. Now I'm going to give you another very interesting piece of information. We all know that Dr. Fauci funneled money to the Wuhan lab. I am very proud of the fact that I was one of the first shows to ever say that out loud. And I got people writing me and saying, you can't prove that. That's absolutely insane. Well, now we know it's true. And you know what? It didn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. All you had to do was do a little research. The Obama administration was funding basically gain-of-function research in Dr. Fauci's lab here in the United States. He was given a grant to do that kind of research. At some point in time, they decided this was too dangerous to continue, and they told him to stop. Rather than to give back the rest of the grant money, he funneled it to another company, who in turn gave it to the Wuhan lab so that he could clearly say, I didn't give it to the Wuhan lab. I gave this money to X, and X gave it to the Wuhan lab. Yeah, but you knew where it was going, though. You knew when you gave it to someone exactly where it was going. You just wanted to water down the chain so it wasn't you directly giving it to him. Fauci lied about the masks. We know that Fauci lied about the vaccines. We know that Fauci had done some unethical things. Now I'm going to lay something on you. The NIH has a board, bioethics board. And what that board is for is to make sure there's ethics in medicine. that you're not spreading horrible information, you're not doing anything wrong, you're not misusing your power, you're not doing anything like that. It's called the bioethics division. The head of the bioethics division is a woman by the name of, I believe her name is Christine Brady or Grady, I don't know which one. She's Dr. Fauci's wife. Yeah, you heard me right. She's Dr. Fauci's wife. So the very person who's put in charge of overseeing that people like Dr. Fauci remain ethical in their mannerisms and their practices is his wife. The very person that's put in charge of counting the votes and making sure the efficacy of the elections in Arizona is fair is the person who's running for office. The very people who are investigating Ghislaine Maxwell clearly have the tapes. And the very, very people who ran to Twitter and to Facebook and told them in under no circumstances is Hunter Biden's laptop real. It is Russian disinformation of the highest degree. It has been planted there in an attempt to subvert the efficacy of this election. And if you print that stuff, you allow people to write that that's real, you are interfering with the efficacy of the election. So Twitter and Facebook said, oh my God, FBI is going to come down on us. Or nod, nod, wink, wink, they knew. I don't know which. But the same people who was telling them that were the people who had the laptop, clearly knew it was real, and say they're investigating it. So what is the common denominator to all these stories that I told you? The common denominator is this, folks. Through the years, because the Republican Party and the American people, let's be honest, because the American people and the Republican Party have been asleep at the wheel, the Democratic Party and specifically the far liberal party has made sure that they put in positions of power people who are 100% on their side with their ideologies and will go along with anything they have to say. So it's really kind of impossible. You know, you used to watch those old TV shows and laugh at them where somebody was taking somebody to court and they're clearly the person that they're suing is wrong. Clearly the person they're suing did something to them. And then they'll get into court and the judge will say, all right, everybody, I'm about to hear the testimony. And the one guy stands up and says, hello, Uncle So-and-so. Oh, hello, So-and-so. And you're like, wait a minute, that's your uncle? Oh, don't worry, he'll be fair. And everybody gets a good laugh, right? That's what's happened. That's what's happened. You got a judge who says, let me set the bar impossibly high so there's no way Katie Hobbs can win. Prosecution who says, we will, in fact, convict Ghislaine Maxwell without the evidence of who she trafficked these people to because the FBI told us to. You got Katie Hobbs responsible for securing the efficacy of a actual election she's running for. And you have the head of the NIH's bioethics board being Dr. Fauci's wife. Now you see what's happening. And this is why I don't have any optimism for 2023. Pieces in place, folks. You can take something to court and you can have the evidence, but the judge has the ability to set the bar high enough so you can't win. If he's so inclined to do so. You can say to the FBI, show me proof that this is a phony Russian disinformation, whatever. But if they have the power to close you down or make your life hard, you're not going to do that. You can file all the efficacy complaints against Dr. Fauci you want. If it goes to the NIH's bioethics board and it's his wife who's ruling on it, I guess you're not going to have much success. And then the Democratic Party says, you see, these crazy Republicans. We knew there was nothing to see here. We knew the judges would rule the right way. We knew that Dr. Fauci did everything correctly. Yeah. Well, I guess you did because you've rigged it. While we were all asleep at the wheel, you put people in positions of power that would play your game. And now here's the shocking part. You know, a while ago I did a show on people who were blackmailed, sexually blackmailed. Epstein was one of those people who did that. He kept tapes of people. So literally he could say, well, I have a tape of you and a 14, 15-year-old girl. If you want that to get leaked out, then fine. But otherwise you're going to do X, Y, and Z. It's kind of a common thing that happens. I remember hearing a former CIA agent saying they oftentimes did that to people. They would blackmail people, or they warned their agents, don't get blackmailed by foreign governments or everything. You go over to a foreign country, and you're in a bar, and these women, you know, are all over you, and you think, oh, well, you know, I'm so cool. I'm so great. They love me. I'm an American. I'm going to get lucky tonight. And then you find out, oh, really? They were 16, and I was set up, and now you have a videotape of it, and now I have to do your bidding? Then this, the question that I asked that was never answered was, how stupid are politicians? When they clearly see what Epstein was up to, when they clearly see what other politicians got hoodwinked into, wouldn't you assume that they would learn their lesson and say, ho, not me. You put me in that position. I'm running the other way. I know what you're trying to do to me, my friend. No, thank you. Wouldn't you think that would happen? Well, I finally got my answer, and it's not a good one. The answer to that question is they blackmail them before they run them for office. They blackmail them before they run them for judge. They blackmail them before they become the top advisor for whatever. They blackmail them, and then they run them. So in other words, by the time they get into the position they want, they're already owned. See what I mean? Maybe you're just some low-level politician who did a little local small-town politicking or had some ambitions, and they say, okay, well, this person might be good. Let's find a way to blackmail them. Once we blackmail them, we'll put all of our money behind them, all the effort behind them, the machine behind them. We'll make sure if we have to even rig the election, we will, and they'll win. And when they win, we own them because we have videotapes, because we have them under our thumb. So now we rule them. This judge can't make this decision. He don't dare. These FBI agents can't arrest this person. They won't dare. Politician don't dare tell the truth about this bill. He doesn't dare. See what I mean? We're locked in a really bad situation here, folks, because many, many, many of the people who are in charge of the checks and balances in this country are owned. And the system is rigged. If you don't think that's true, then again, let's just go back to what I said. How does Katie Hobbs end up being in charge of the efficacy of her own election? That's not any conflict of interest to you? How does a judge get to say, unless you can prove that someone intentionally tried to get Katie Hobbs elected over Terry Lake, it doesn't matter how many votes were thrown out. It doesn't matter how many votes lost chain of custody. It doesn't matter if you prove that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of votes in a Republican district never came through. It doesn't matter. Why doesn't it matter? Why doesn't it matter? They had an expert on that trial who clearly said this. In a couple of the Republican precincts, where normally we have about a 90% overturn. In other words, 90% of the people who are registered Republicans will vote as a rule. 90%. He said, it's not so unusual if it's 92, 89, 88. Somewhere in there, that's the percentage you can guarantee of registered Republicans who will vote. We clearly see now that in some of these, according to your records, 65, 68%, that's not normal. That's never happened before. How come it only happened this time? Just pure coincidence? Just pure chance? That's not enough. You got to prove that. You got to prove that Katie Hobbs herself ordered somebody to do it. I mean, you can't prove that, folks. You can't prove that. And the judge knew you couldn't prove it. So it was a predetermined mock. It was a judge who said, if I dismiss this right away, the Republicans will have a whole bunch to complain about. So I won't do it. I'll hear the case, but I'll set the bar so impossibly high, there's absolutely no way she could possibly win. And then when all the evidence is presented, all I have to say is I see nothing in here that clearly indicates that someone purposely and with willful misconduct tried to change the results of this election. Well, of course you didn't. Of course you didn't. That would be like saying I see nothing to indicate that the man who got behind the wheel of a car drunk was intending to kill your mother when he ran into her. Well, of course he wasn't. But she's still dead. I mean, I don't understand this. And by the way, that's not the Arizona law. The Arizona law says if you can prove that an election in any way was compromised, be it accidentally or otherwise, you have to disqualify all those votes and redo the election. So the judge took it upon himself to set the bar higher. He had no reason to do that. Or did he? Or did he? Again, we have Hunter Biden's laptop. The FBI clearly had it, clearly knew it was real, clearly said they were investigating it. You think anything's going to come of that? I told you a long time ago, and I am 100% convinced I'm correct. They're going to say he owes taxes. After thoroughly investigating his laptop, we have found out that he owes the government some taxes. However, he was in a horrible state at the time. He was addicted to crack. He left this up to his financial advisors. They dropped the ball. He's a good, honest man. He has made it right. And we feel that there is no further need for any prosecution or any further action. That's it. That's all you're going to get. And there are things on this laptop that have not been mentioned. Nobody will mention it. Nobody will mention it. I don't know why. You tell me why. Did you ever hear from any other source that the head of the bioethics in the NIH is Dr. Fauci's wife? Have you heard that from any news organization? Takes 5 seconds to check it. What an outstanding coincidence. Gee, I wish I had my wife overseeing. If I had a wife, I wish I had my wife overseeing my ethics so I could basically do whatever the hell I wanted. Yeah, that's what she's going to do. She's going to say, oh, this is outrageous. You're going to jail. That's exactly what she's going to do. So he can get away with anything he wants to. This is why the Democrats get away with everything, folks. They have rigged the system now. The judges are in their back pockets. The FBI are in their back pockets. The politicians are in their back pockets, including some Republicans. Mitch McConnell just helped to pass this omnibus bill. He damn sure knows this is going to destroy the economy of this country. He doesn't care. Does not care. So what lit the fire under his ass to say, I'm going to do this? Well, he says the most important thing in this bill is more billions of dollars for the Ukraine. Have you heard the following information on any other show? If you go to some of these Ukrainian sites that are raising money, there's a couple of sites, and I'm not going to mention them because I don't want to give them any publicity, but go find them. You'll find them. I found them on Google. You'll find them on Google. There's a site right now that's selling, are you ready for this, T-shirts. All the money will be going to the people of the Ukraine. You know, the people of Ukraine, you're flying their flags, right? You get the flags outside their house saying, we stand with the people of the Ukraine. And yeah, I don't love Russia. Let's make that perfectly clear. Russia's no friend of the United States. But if you go on the site and you see the T-shirts from this group, they have swastikas on them. That's right. They're selling swastika-based shirts to support groups in the Ukraine. So if you think that neo-Nazis weren't waging war within themselves in the Ukraine, they were. They absolutely were. They're no friend of the United States either. You get a guy coming over here saying, it's really an investment in your future. To do what? Put neo-Nazis in charge? To do what? Have them storm into Catholic and Christian churches and close them down and arrest people for trying to have services of the religion they believe in? That's what's happening in the Ukraine. You don't hear that on the news. You don't hear that on the news. All you hear is the brave Zelensky, the hero of the masses who has stood his ground, defending his country. Yeah, he's a neo-Nazi. Throwing priests in jail. That's who we want to support, I guess. Hey, give me the one interest that we have in the Ukraine. Give me one. Give me a strategic interest that we have in the Ukraine. One. I don't know of any. And yet Mitch McConnell says this is the most important thing that we have to focus on. Why? Why is that the most important thing? We have homeless veterans. We just had a huge flood there. People have lost their houses. They've lost their livelihoods. They've lost everything that they own. And instead of giving them relief, you're sending billions of dollars to the Ukraine to help a bunch of people who admittedly are in bed with neo-Nazis who are selling neo-Nazi merchandise to the United States if you want to go buy it. Go take a look at the T-shirts. Just go punch that into Google. You'll find them. Ask yourself why. This is not correct, folks. Nobody wants Russia to bully another country. Nobody wants Russia to invade. But I will tell you this. If the country right next to me, if Canada was being taken over by neo-Nazis, which really isn't so far-fetched at this point, I bet the United States would do something about it. They'd say, oh, we can't have that. That's a threat to our country. That's a threat to our security. Just saying. So before you go blowing that whistle and saying how wonderful the Ukraine is, you better do a little research. You better research that thing real good and ask yourself some really hard questions about why the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are so adamant that this is the biggest issue that we must focus on. There are people, literally, who served this country sleeping under bridges. People who stormed into this country illegally are being put up in hotels at taxpayer expense. There are people who lost everything they own in floods and hurricanes who are pushing the remainder of what they own and possess around the streets in shopping carts. Yeah, go take a look on YouTube. You'll find videos of these poor people who picked the crap that they still had left out of the ashes of what they once had, put it in a shopping cart, and they're pushing it around waiting for somebody to help them. And we're giving all of the money to the Ukraine and telling, oh, well, and we're letting the illegal immigrants come over and say, oh, we'll put them up in a big fancy hotel. Not you. Get your shit out of the ashes and walk the streets all night with it in a shopping cart. This is the America you want, huh? You see, folks, the game is now predetermined. So I don't know if we're going to be able to win. I don't see any way. Now, the House has become Republican, which means that Maxine Waters won't be in charge of anything. Obviously, Nancy Pelosi has stepped down. A few other people won't be on the security advisors anymore that don't belong there. That's good. But here's what you're going to see. And I'm not trying to bring you down, but I mean, I don't want to give you false hope. You're going to see warriors, people who really want what's best for this country. You're going to see Jim Jordan. You're going to see Matt Gaetz. You're going to see Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're going to see Lauren Boebert. You're going to be seeing Chip Roy and a few others. Scream, yell, holler, prove their case beyond a shadow of a doubt against Dr. Fauci, against the FBI, against the Democratic Party. And nothing's going to happen. Because the outcome is predetermined. They can say, oh, well, you failed to meet your burden of proof. We don't think that's enough proof. Well, what is enough proof? A confession? You're not going to get a confession. It's not going to happen, folks. There's no judges anymore who are willing to buck this system because they have them over a barrel. I don't know whether they have them blackmailed or they just simply have the same ideology and they put them in place and they nod, nod, wink, wink, we'll do what's best for the party, irregardless to what the law is. Judge Thompson did. I just told you he did. The law in Arizona says it doesn't have to show intent. All you have to do is prove that the election was compromised in a way that could have resulted in a different outcome. That was proven. And he said, that's not enough. You have to show intent. Show me in the law books where it says you have to show intent. It's not there. But it doesn't matter because the game is rigged. The FBI is not going to prosecute people who went to Epstein Island because half of them probably were there themselves. And the people who were there have stuff on the people who would investigate them and say, well, if I'm going down, you are too. So they're not gonna. Katie Hobbs is never going to be brought up and saying, how in the world can you be put in charge of the efficacy of an election when you're the person running for it? Ah, it doesn't matter. That's not conflict of interest. That's fine. The FBI is never going to be called on the carpet about why did you lie about Hunter Biden's laptop when you had it in your possession the whole time? You knew it wasn't Russian disinformation and you lied. And the very fact that you lied and possibly made these social media outlets, or nod, nod, wink, wink, they just went along with it, I'm not sure which. But either way, what you did changed the outcome of an election. Because polls now show that 2 in 6, or 1/3, of all people who voted for Joe Biden said, had I known the laptop was real, I wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. Now, they may not have voted for Trump either. But that's irrelevant, because if 1/3 of the people stayed home, Donald Trump is the president. You changed the outcome of an election. But it wasn't our intent. We just wanted to make sure that nobody was getting any disinformation. Oh, wait a minute. You knew it wasn't disinformation. You knew it was true. And you're not trying to protect Hunter Biden. Joe Biden himself would throw Hunter Biden under the bus if he thought he had to. Wake up, folks. They're not trying to protect Hunter Biden. Why would they try to protect Hunter Biden? All Joe Biden would have to say, and he'd be right, is my son is an adult. Did the drugs. I don't know what kind of hookers he's dealing with. I don't know what kind of nonsense he's dealing with. I kind of, shut him out of my life. I tried to help him for a while. He doesn't want help. Yeah, he's a black sheep. I don't know what to tell you. You can't help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. You don't want to be helped. I feel sorry for Joe Biden. And I'd say, okay, well, that's true. The man's an adult. He's going to do what he wants to do. It doesn't make Joe Biden a bad guy. So why wouldn't Joe Biden do that? Because they're not protecting Hunter Biden, folks. They're protecting Joe. They know what's on that computer isn't damning to Hunter, just Hunter. Who cares if Hunter Biden smoked crack? I don't. Who cares if Hunter Biden had sex with 6 hookers at the same time? I don't. Who cares if he snorted grated cheese rather than crack cocaine because he didn't know the difference? I don't. You know what I do care about? The business deals he made and kicked back money to his father, which means that his father is owned by foreign sources or obligated to foreign sources. And the FBI knows that. The FBI knows that. They clearly went through this computer, and they clearly know that Joe Biden is corrupt, and Joe Biden has major, major issues if this gets released. That's why they didn't release it. Again, let's just say they released it. Let's just say the FBI came out and said, yes, this is Hunter Biden's computer. Joe Biden gets on TV the next day and says to America, I hope you never have to go through what I go through. My son is lost to me. I tried my very best to get him any kind of help he needed. We've went through this time and time again with Hunter, but at the end of the day, he's an adult. He makes his own decisions. He does what he wants. He's made terrible, foolish, horrible decisions. And it's destroyed his life, and it's hurt our family. But at the end of the day, I'm not his babysitter. At the end of the day, I'm his dad. And I've done my best, and it wasn't good enough, obviously. And I hope none of you ever have to go through the pain of having an adult child who just refuses your help, just refuses to do the right thing. And the American people would have said, wow, okay, well, yeah, that's being honest. Oh, no, they hid that laptop. But they knew it implicated Joe, not Hunter. Who the hell cares? Remember when Billy Carter was a complete idiot? Nobody hid that. In the Carter administration, they're all saying, oh, he's an idiot. So what? He's the president's brother. He's a jackass. What do you want the president to do about it? It's not his fault. Right. Exactly. Because none of it implicated Jimmy. This does implicate Joe. And that's why they can't have it, folks. That's why they can't have it. Cannot succeed if every single person in charge of overseeing the wrongdoing in this country is in the bag with the people who are doing the wrongdoing. You just can't. And that's why nothing's going to come of any of this. For all of you people who are saying, I can't wait until Dr. Fauci has to answer all these hard questions, yeah, it's going to be good television. He's going to get on there and he's going to get his ass reamed out. And people are going to ask him questions he can't answer. And he's going to be a fool. And he's going to be, yeah. And we all know he's a liar. And we all know he's a buffoon. And we all know he's a complete disgrace to the medical profession. But until him. Anything happened to Hunter? He's going around doing art exhibits. He's not in jail for clear drug abuse violations. He's not in jail for soliciting prostitutes. He's doing art exhibitions. You go solicit a prostitute. See what happens to you. You'll be going to jail. Not Hunter. Ghislaine Maxwell, she's in jail. She's in jail for sex trafficking, but we don't know who she trafficked it to. We have no idea. Not one person. That would be like them saying, we know you sold drugs. All right, who'd I sell drugs to? We have no idea. Well, what do you mean you have no idea? We have no idea. We just know you're selling drugs. Okay, who'd I sell them to? I have no idea. Well, take that to court then. Take that to court and they say, okay, do you have any witnesses? Is there somebody here that can clearly say that he bought drugs from him? No. Well, then I'm not being convicted. She was. Because they know the people. They know the names. They were just ordered not to release them. You think Hollywood's not filled with this? The Kevin Spacey thing disappeared really quick, right? The Balenciaga thing, that's old news now, right? The Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself thing, that's old news now, right? How come all of these things that involve children being abused just disappear? The FBI hasn't managed to do one thing. Because they're too busy on Twitter saying, somebody put up a meme saying the election wasn't honest. Make sure you take their account down. Somebody put up a meme saying the vaccine or the masks may not work. Make sure you take that down. That's what the FBI is concentrating on while there's a child sex slavery ring going around. And they know it. If they don't know it, then why is Ghislaine Maxwell in jail? Huh? And before people say, well, how come she didn't accidentally commit suicide? I'll tell you why. Because she agreed to keep quiet, and they think she's going to keep quiet. And she went from being in a bullshit jail to a country club. That's right. She's in one of these cupcake prisons now. Well, she gets to go out and play tennis and do yoga and have three gourmet meals a day and just, you know, it's a country club. She has no reason to squeal. It's not going to squeal because they've told her, you make your life really hard if you mention any names, so I suggest you don't. How come the American people aren't demanding to see what the FBI had that convicted her? How come? See, we've gotten lazy, folks, and we got to stop. We have to stop. I know that it's very difficult. I know that it's easier to just say, let me turn on the TV and see what sitcom is on. Let me just put on some music and forget the world around me. Let me just concentrate on what's going on with my family and how I'm going to put food on the table. I get you. But at the end of the day, nothing's going to get better unless we as a country demand the answers to these questions that we have let hang for too long. There can be no justice if the people who are in charge of the justice system are criminals. Then you just have a lawless land where no matter what one side does, they're not going to be convicted. And if the other side does something, it doesn't matter whether you have any evidence or not, they're going to rot in jail. We've seen that on January 6th. It's beyond me thinking that this is going to end just because the Republicans won the House, especially when we're still stuck with Mitch McConnell. I just don't see it being any different. I see this being a sham. I see the handful of good Republicans trying to press this as much as they can. And when they run up against that same old system of, we heard you, but we don't think this is anything. Just, you know, good for you. You said your piece. Now go home. Well, they're not going to do anything. And those same people are going to turn to the American people and say, we tried our best. And maybe they did. But when the game is rigged, it's very, very difficult to win the game, no matter how good your intentions are. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. 2023 is not going to bring us anything better. For people who are saying, well, the Republicans take over the House, we're not going to have any control of the economy for 9 months. Did you know that, thanks to this bill that was passed? We're not going to have any control of it for 9 months. So for the next 9 months, the Democrats are going to say, see, the Republicans got the House and things got worse. No, they don't have any control over it. You sealed that fate for 9 months. That's just an old game that you're playing on the American people being complacent or simply not caring. But there has to come a time when, as inconvenient as it might be, you have to care. And you have to stand up and say, yeah, I'm not having this. And you have to make your voices heard. If you don't, this is just going to continue and continue and continue. We have to understand that the game is rigged and we can change the game. But right now the game is rigged. And until you change the game, there's no point of playing it. We need a whole fresh game. The FBI has to be investigated and probably rebooted into something completely different. They've decided to be an enforcement arm for one party. That is not what they were designed to be. That is not what they're supposed to be. That does not serve the American people, and that cannot be tolerated. School boards cannot replace parents. Telling your children what they can learn, what they can be. No, they cannot do that. And people who are running for elections cannot oversee the election. You can't let the chicken hawks guard the chicken house. We are now literally seeing that we have lost the contacts for hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants that came in this country. Just lost it. We don't know. We don't know where they are. We have no idea. So there's just people loose in our country. We have no idea who they are, none whatsoever. Don't know where they are, don't know who they are. Well, that sounds good. And you're about to get a whole lot more of that, too. We're on a peak of really crashing and burning here. The Democrats want these open borders. There's no question about it. But again, you have to keep asking yourself the questions. Why? You always have to follow the trail of why. Because we're kind, wonderful people. No, you're not kind, wonderful people. It's because you want a brand new voter base. I get it. You want to make sure Democrats stay in power for life, and you think that this is the way to do it. I get that. You want the social media rigged so you only get the one side of a debate. I get that. You want to control flow of information. I get that. But that's a third world country. That is not the United States of America. That is not what we fought and died for. We fought and died for freedom. And unless you want to spit on the graves of every single one of those people who did, it's time for you to talk up. It's time for you to tell it like it is. It's not time for you to kick back on your sofa and put your feet up and say, oh, what are you going to do about it? Let me see what's on TV. Because that's what they count on. As soon as they make the American people complacent and lazy, and they've overwhelmed them with all of this stuff, then they own you. Lock, stock, and barrel. This game is rigged, folks. 2023 is not going to be a much better year unless you stand up and you demand that your voices be heard and you demand your country back. Because right now, this is not the land of the free. Unless you happen to be a liberal.